Hi, and welcome to The Movement Diaries, a no-holds-barred podcast where we'll unpack all things exercise and movement within the world of the no-pain, no-gain fitness culture. Hosted by me, movement coach Jordana Edelstein, we'll dive into why exercise has notoriously become all about self-punishment, fixing what's wrong with how your body looks, and burning off last night's pizza rather than simply feeling good and strong in your own skin. Let's have some honest, candid conversations about how to shift the all-or-nothing mindset around fitness and reclaim movement and exercise as a way to feel capable, confident, and empowered in your own body and mind. Ready to break the rules of exercise with me? Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's just me today for episode 44. And I actually just got off of recording next week's episode, which is with a guest. And it's a really wonderful conversation that I hope you'll listen to. And I'm kind of on like, this sounds cheesy, but like such a natural high from it that I wanted to come and record this episode right away because something actually came up in our conversation for next week that I've been thinking a lot about. And it's kind of something I had already wanted to do for a podcast episode. And I'm like, okay, boom, this is it. And I did a post on Instagram about this, and I've been talking about it a little bit in my stories. And that is the idea that we have to show up for ourselves, even when it feels inconvenient. And here's what I mean by that. When we say that we want to exercise more, or we want to lose weight, or we want to like bring our cholesterol down, or any, whatever kind of, you know, physical based goal we have that requires some type of change. It seems like, you know, simple on paper, right? You're sitting kind of, you know, in your house and you're making your plan for the week. You're looking at your schedule, but then like life actually starts happening and your kid has to stay home sick from school, or you have a parent that needs to be cared for, or some crisis blows up at work, right? Like shit happens. That's life. And suddenly it seems like those things you had planned out are like now impossible to do. And if everything just feels like really hard, and everything just feels like, it just feels like inconvenient to have to do anything beyond kind of like the bare minimum or like what you're used to doing. And a lot of people will say like, oh, those are excuses. Like people are making excuses. And I've always shied away from that language of like excuses because it's always kind of felt like very negative, like that people should be ashamed, or I don't know. I've just never liked that word. I've actually kind of openly talked about that before. And so I'm not going to use that word. But at the same time, there has to be kind of accountability and responsibility. And I think when you're making, when you have a goal and the choices and the changes that you've identified to help you meet that goal make you feel good, it makes it a lot easier to stick with them. Right? So it's like, let's use weight loss, right? Because, you know, that's what we talk a lot about. It's like an easy example is you want to lose weight and you say, okay, I'm going to eat 1200 calories a day. Well, as soon as like something happens in your life, whatever it is, it becomes very difficult to eat that amount of food. One, because you're going to be hungry. And if you're stressed out, it just makes, it amplifies everything. Two, if you don't kind of have food prepped and planned, then if you're in a position where you don't have anything ready to go, whatever you're going to grab likely is going to start to put you over that calorie goal because it's so low. It's just like unrealistic. So it's like part of this is making choices and identifying changes that are really, really sustainable, maybe more sustainable even than like you think. And by that, I mean doing less than you even think that you need to do. Because like, let's say like your kid's schedule gets like super crazy or something happens at work and suddenly you find that the thing, the one or two things that you had said you were going to do, you are not able to do. There's one of two things happening. One, either it means that the goal is not important enough to you right now, which is fine. There's no judgment. That's not a good or a bad thing. That's just life. Not every goal is right for every time of your life. So there's that to think about. And the other thing is that those changes that you've identified are too much. They're not doable in kind of any situation. And so it means you need to scale back and make those changes even smaller. Like let's say that, you know, you've said you're going to have protein at all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. And suddenly like things are going crazy in your life and it's just, and now you've gone like 3 or 4 days and you've had protein like twice total. Well, that means that eating protein 3 meals a day for you is not possible right now, especially if you're someone, really this is talking about someone who's coming off of like rarely eating protein, right? This is a shift you're making. So maybe it becomes you have protein just at 1 meal a day. Can you consistently do that one thing once a day, even when things are crazy? If the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, we need to dial back further. So it's like really getting honest with yourself. Like when things get inconvenient, when it feels hard, when it doesn't feel super easy to like open the fridge and grab your stuff, what happens? How do you respond to that? And then how does that impact you meeting your goals? Right. So it's like you have to be kind of aware and honest with yourself that if you're not able to do the things that are aligned with your goals, those goals are going to be very difficult to meet. So if like you're like, okay, I want to lose weight, but then as soon as stuff gets crazy, I'm not doing the things I said I was going to do in order to lose the weight, and then I'm upset that that I'm not losing weight, it's like, okay, well, let's pull back a little bit. And then we get like angry at our bodies, and then we don't like to look at those things. We just say, oh, I just need to eat less. I just need to cut more calories. I just need to go on a different diet. Like it's this thing that isn't working. And if you're doing some really restrictive diet, like that could be the answer. But if you're doing things that are kind of really well thought out and sustainable, right? It's not about jumping to the other thing. It's about looking at the choices that you made and seeing like, can I do this almost all of the time, right? We're looking for consistency, which is not perfection, but consistency also isn't doing something 50% of the time. It's doing the thing most of the days, most of the time. So if we want to look at this on like a numbers basis, most is like 80 to 90%, right? So we have to get really honest, like change requires consistency. If you want to change something, you can't do the behaviors that are needed once in a while, or even 50% of the time, or even 60% of the time. Not saying it's bad to do that, but you're not going to get the desired kind of outcome. And I just think there's a lot of resistance around this. I think it just becomes very easy to like throw up your hands and say like, oh, like shit happened, this happened, that happened. And if it feels like the goal that you outlined is now too much, that's okay. Like, it's okay to say now is not a time for me to lose weight. I have too many other things going on that is not something that I can focus on right now. Fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think that's something that is hard for us to swallow too. It's like, we always feel like whatever the goal is, that it has to happen like now. There's like this urgency and this clock around it. And that's just not true. You can not be in a kind of frame of mind or wanting to lose weight, but you can still maybe, you know, choose to eat more nutritious foods a few meals a week, right? There's always something that you can do to feel a little bit better. Like, I think there's a Peloton instructor who talks about like, when she talks about like increasing your resistance, she's like, almost always you can turn the dial one point. And it really, 1 point doesn't even feel that different when you're doing it. It's not until you accumulate like 3, 4, kind of 5 points that it feels any different. It's like, or let's say if you've walked in a treadmill and you increase, if you're walking at like 3.5 and you increase to 3.6, it like barely feels different. And so I'm using that example because it just kind of was top of mind that like, there's always one small change you can make that doesn't feel like that much extra work, but over time can have like big payouts and big benefits. And I think we're all so caught up in thinking that a change needs to be this big overhaul and this big thing. And I want to lose weight. And so I have to go on this big fancy diet and I got to change everything. And I have to go to the gym 5 days a week. Like, do one small thing. Eat an extra vegetable at 1 meal a day. Walk an extra 5 minutes at 1 walk a week. Like, those things still matter. And so I'm mentioning this because it's like when life gets crazy and things feel inconvenient, the tendency is to just let everything go. But you can still do 1 or 2 small things. You just have to figure out what those are because they're different for everyone. And so whatever your goal is, I think that in some ways, there's always something you can do, no matter how small it is, to be moving in that direction. And I think that there's I think there's a lot of empowerment in that. And that, like, you can always be doing something to feel better in your body. And it doesn't matter how small that thing is, because it's never too small. And I think that's really, like, what this is about. And it might mean that, like, your goal takes a lot longer to get to, but that's okay. Because again, like, there's no rush. So, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling like life is just too much, what's one thing that you can do consistently, no matter how small it is? And again, I'm talking about, like I said, like one extra vegetable, one meal a day, one extra glass of water a day. If you go for walks 3 times a week, can you tack on like 2 minutes to maybe even one of those walks? Nothing is too small to matter. A trainer that I used to work with does this. Her name is Sohee Lee. She does this great analogy with a roll of paper towels and in terms of change. And she kind of is like unraveling the roll of paper towels. And it's like, when you're using a roll of paper towels, it looks like it's not getting any smaller, but then suddenly like the roll is gone. And so I mentioned that because it's like, you're doing these little changes, you're doing these little changes, and then suddenly you don't even realize it, but then all those changes have added up to something really significant. Like every time you take off one sheet of a paper towel, especially if they're like the single selecta size like I use, it doesn't seem like it's impacting anything. But then suddenly, you know, a week or 2 weeks later, like the roll is gone. And so that applies like to life and to nutrition and to weight loss and to movement. Like, there is no action too small. And so again, just tying this back one more time, so I don't repeat myself too many times, is that when things are feel tough and it feels like it's inconvenient to show up, look at the actions that you have chosen to do. And if they feel like too much, dial back and find the one thing that you can do consistently, even when it feels like life is crazy. And that thing will keep you moving forwards. Okay, that's all for today. I think I said everything I wanted to say. Next week's episode is really great. We ended up talking about this a little bit differently, which is great. And I think you'll see how it kind of all fits together. So that's all. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Movement Diaries. If you love this episode or are enjoying this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you left a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want more information or want to learn more about me or anything I offer, you can check me out on Instagram. My handle is just my first name and my last name, Jordana Adelstein. Website is the same thing. I have lots of free classes and tutorials, and I'm always sharing. I'm on Instagram pretty much every day, sharing what's going on in my life and how to make movement and exercise a more joyful part of your routine. Again, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.